Dawn in the high mountains was a strange sight. Thrug shivered as he peered into the whiteness. Clouds had descended upon the peaks, turning the whole place into a land of cotton wool. There was no sky, horizon, or ground, save for that beneath the otter's paws. Settling Dumble into the near-empty haversack, Thrug cautioned him.
"Stay put, matey, and keep your head down. You'll be nice and warm in there."
The Laird MacTallan flew in low and hovered outside the cave.
"Good morning to you, Thrug. Are you ready the noo?"
Thrug gave his sling to Rock Angus.
"Ready as I'll ever be. Lead on, your lordship."
Rock Angus stood waving with his good wing, watching them until they were swallowed up in the mists. It was a perilous journey. Thrug needed all his strength and sure-pawed skill. Sliding down glacial valleys and ascending slopes of crusted snow, scaling bare freezing rocks, the otter pushed on, keeping MacTallan in sight all the time. Seeking for holes in crevices, Thrug dug his paws in, hauling himself strenuously upward. Ledges with thick icicles hanging like sets of organ pipes ranged each side of him. Grunting and panting, he watched the falcon ahead, flying upward, ever upward, battling almost blindly through the world of snow, ice, and white cloud banks. The otter often slipped and slid back, but he was always back on the trail immediately, gritting his teeth and wiping away the perspiration that threatened to freeze on his nose and whiskers, ever mindful of the infant dormouse in the haversack strapped to his powerful shoulders. Thrug lost all sense of time and space as he plugged doggedly onward and upward. It was at the exact moment that he thought he could go on no more that Laird MacTallan wheeled down through the shrouding mist.
"Good show, laddie. You've made it. Yon's the eyrie of King MacPherson. I'll be waiting here for you when you're done. The rest is up to ye now, Thrug. I wish ye the best of fortune."
Raising his eyes, Thrug saw the eyrie. Swathed in clouds, it sat on a rocky pinnacle, strewn with heather, bracken, gorse, thistles, and branches, all faded, dried, and dead. The only living plant that could be seen sprouting through the debris was the ice-tor flower, small, delicate, white, star-like with blue-tinged petals, almost invisible in the surrounding snow, but mysterious and beautiful in its mountain isolation. Thrug called up at the nest in a friendly tone.
"Ahoy there, your majesty! It's me, Thrug of Redwall Abbey. We've come to visit the wild king himself."
There was a crackling of heather and twigs. The nest stirred slightly. Then MacPherson himself flew out. The sight completely took Thrug's breath away. He had not been prepared for something like this. Snow flurried around his head as the great expanse of wings flapped downward, and the wild king landed in front of him. It was an awesome thing to see. The colossal golden eagle towered over Thrug, two massive feet sinking slightly into the snow, lethal orange-scaled talons digging in for leverage. Each of the heavily feathered golden-brown legs was as thick as the otter's body. The eagles stood rooted on them, as if they were twin oaks. The staggering canopy of wings swooshed noisily as the bird folded them both over his mighty back. The head dipped toward Thrug, lighter brown-gold feathers framing the wild eyes afire with hunting lights.